nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ugeli, Owojiko Street Extension, Ugeli, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 12 noon lunch hour service, midweek service by 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0906-530-4989 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is the continuation of the message. Maintain a joyful heart.
Hallelujah. There's a simplicity in Christ. God's not complicated. There's a simplicity in Christ. That's what I'm looking at. Hallelujah. Okay, think about this. What about when you go through some ill treatments? Have you been treated badly? Have you ever been treated badly? You can be treated badly at home, in a neighborhood. Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. James chapter 5, I will read to you from verse 13. Have you noticed what it says? Glory to God. He says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. I like that. He didn't say he should talk back. He should get bitter. He should complain. He said he should pray. God is aware that you could be ill-treated. So he says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? That means being treated wrongly. He says, he should pray. He says, pray. That's how you respond. He says, pray. You want to live God's word, right? God said, if you're mistreated, ill-treated, badly treated, he says, pray. Yeah, that's what he says. Pray. Then go to Psalm 37 and look at verse 4. Are you there? I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It's very beautiful here. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. There are secret petitions, those things that your heart craves for. And you're talking to God, and you can't talk to nobody about them. God hears. He says, he'll grant you your desires and the secret petitions of your heart. What did he tell you to do? What's your own part? Delight yourself in the Lord. Get happy about, listen, I tell you something, get happy about what you do. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your assignments. Get happy about when you're going to work. The trip to work, get happy about it. Somebody says, I don't look forward to going to work. You are really suffering. You might think that your problem is the experiences, the bad experiences you have at work. No. You are the cause of the bad experiences. You say, how could I be the cause of the bad experiences? I've tried my best. It's the way they react to me. It's what they've done to me. No. Have you ever thought of the fact that it is possible to attract the worst part of other people? Have you ever thought about it? You know, you can evoke the worst of someone's character towards you. Those same people who are bad to you can be so nice to others. Do you think because they love those people more than you? No. There's something about you that's attracting this whip that's coming to you all the time. Change your attitude. You'd be amazed at what happened. Just change your attitude. I know you say, can I just change like that? You mean I've been looking so sad and so unhappy. Then tomorrow morning I just come to work. I just be happy. I can't do that. Okay, don't do it. if you can change that quickly, results will come that quickly. But if you say I'm gonna do it gradually, it won't work. It didn't work. Why? Because we don't like it when people seem to be playing sneaky on us. Imagine all the time when you see me, you go, morning, sir. Every day, morning, sir. You don't even look at me. You know what I'm saying? Then on this day, you just go, good morning, sir. I think something wrong with you. How do you start that? Start by showing you found something, you've changed. So I'm so sorry for the way I've been treating you. I've learned something and I chose to change. See, what have you done? You brought a closure to your past. You see, if you don't bring a closure to it, you look like there's something wrong with you. So you can't just metamorphose into that. So because you can't just metamorphose into it, you would want to do it sneakily, you know, stealthily. That's not going to work. It won't work. Bring a closure to it. That's what forgiveness can do for you. You know, we can forgive and we can also receive forgiveness, you know. Sometimes we are the problem and we want to receive forgiveness. So we say, please forgive me. I've acted badly. I've acted foolishly. Forgive me. Sometimes there are people who are too proud to ask for forgiveness. They think they're stooping down to ask for forgiveness. Oh no, you're asking for something that's going to help you. It'll bring a closure to your past and give you a springboard for your future. So get smart about forgiveness, giving it and receiving it. You can make a quick change. He says, if you're ill-treated, he says, pray. Now he tells you, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart and the secret petitions of your heart. The secret petitions of your heart. Oh, how God wants to help every one of us. How God wants to give us a miracle life every day. How God wants to lead us from glory to glory. How he wants to do it all the time. All the time. Nothing is too good for you. And it's never too much for only you. It's never too much. And I tell people, I'm so blessed. I can't understand it beyond what I've said. I'm so, so blessed. You know, how do you explain it? How can someone be so blessed? My goodness. I told you once, I thought I was just so blessed that I started wondering, how can somebody be just so blessed like that? You know? And God had to talk to me, to show me that, who are those that you know are in heaven? I mentioned their names. Those that the Bible shows us are in heaven. He said, what were they like? I said, they were blessed. They were rich. They were powerful. And they were God's friends. How was Abraham? How was David? How was Moses? These guys were great. We know they're in heaven. Even Lazarus that went to heaven had to be in Abraham's bosom because Lazarus was poor. God made this world. And you know, the world is full of the goodness of God. That's what the Bible says. He says the earth is full of his goodness. The earth reveals, the universe reveals his goodness. If that's true, then God doesn't like poverty. God doesn't like frustration. God likes people happy and prosperous and sound and cheerful and laughing. God laughs. That's what the Bible says about him. He laughs. There's some of you, you haven't laughed for a long time. You haven't laughed. You find it difficult to laugh. You say there's nothing to laugh about. You don't even remember how to laugh. You get embarrassed if you caught yourself laughing. Yeah. You think you're not serious because you're laughing. No, learn to laugh. I only tell ladies, don't laugh like an old man, you know. I tell ladies, laugh with style. The lady doesn't care. That's not ladylike. Laugh with style. There's a way a lady laughs. I don't mean like this. No, don't cover your mouth. Laugh out, but not like a man. No, laugh well. Laugh with style. Yeah. Learn to laugh. Sometimes when things seem to get tough, pull back and laugh. And don't say stupid things like, I'm just laughing at them. You're going back into that frustration. You're manifesting frustration. I'm just laughing at them. Don't go that way at all. Laugh because you're a child of God.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveol360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it and we got it. Because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us on social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ugeli, Owojiko Street Extension, Ugeli, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon lunch hour service. Midweek service by 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0906-530-4989 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is the continuation of the message. Maintain a joyful heart.
Hallelujah. God likes people happy and prosperous and sound and cheerful and laughing. God laughs. That's what the Bible says about him. He laughs. There's some of you, you haven't laughed for a long time. You haven't laughed. You find it difficult to laugh. You say there's nothing to laugh about. You don't even remember how to laugh. You get embarrassed if you caught yourself laughing. Yeah.
You think you're not serious because you're laughing? No, learn to laugh. I only tell ladies, don't laugh like an old man, you know. I tell ladies, laugh with style. The lady doesn't care. That's not ladylike. Laugh with style. There's a way a lady laughs. I don't mean like this. No, don't cover your mouth. Laugh out, but not like a man. No, laugh well. Laugh with style. Yeah. Learn to laugh. Sometimes when things seem to get tough, pull back and laugh. And don't say stupid things like, I'm just laughing at them. You're going back into that frustration. You're manifesting frustration. I'm just laughing at them. Don't go that way at all. Laugh because you're a child of God. Laugh because laughter is in your spirit. He filled my mouth with laughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn to laugh. Laugh happy. Laugh happy. Glory to God. Ho, 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 hallelujah. Glory. Oh, can I hurry through this? Can I hurry through this? Okay. All right. I want to talk about contentment for a moment. Hebrews chapter 13. Have you ever met people who are just not satisfied with anything? They're never satisfied. Learn to be satisfied. Why you go for more? Today's situation should be satisfied. Hey, what was the definition of joy I gave you? You remember? Joy is what? That emotion that is evoked, by satisfaction, appreciation, and pleasure. Satisfaction. Oh, satisfaction. Satisfaction. I'm always where I am. You know, some people are never where they are. They are here, but their mind is wandering. I'm always where I am. If I'm here, I'm here. I'm always where I am. And I believe that you should be in God's place, in God's time, for God's purpose, in God's way. See? In your life, you can have satisfaction. Today's satisfaction. Being satisfied doesn't mean that your dream for a greater tomorrow is dead. No. You're satisfied about today. You have dreams for tomorrow. You have dreams for tomorrow. But if you're not satisfied about today, tomorrow's dreams may never materialize. Because you project your frustrations into your dreams. And you find the dreams never just come. You never win. It's always, I almost hit it and missed it. Make your life more fulfilling. Amen. So I said, Hebrews chapter 13, and we're reading verse 5. I'd like to read it to you from, again, the Amplified, okay? Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not. Boy, can you imagine that? He says it here 3 times. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Then he says, relax my hold on you. Woo! Glory to God. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, 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 glory to God. Samangondaradesis. Whoo! He says, be content with your present circumstances. God knows where you're at. He knows. He knows. Don't get frustrated because someone was promoted and you were not. Oh, come on. Someone can be promoted 3 times and you are not. The day your own comes. Lebakaya. It will come with glory. But between now and then, I'm going to keep keeping on. I'm going to keep my composure. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do. I'm going to be happy and joyful all the way. And I'm going to rejoice with anyone who has been promoted. Because mine is coming, glory to God. I'll never feel left out. God said it here. He says, I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless. nor forsake you. Oh, I'm a success. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Wow.
1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm talking about contentment, all right? Contentment. Come to a place of contentment. Hallelujah. Yeah, a place of contentment. You're not worried about this and that and that and that. You already have everything. That's the way your life ought to be. Hallelujah. There's a contentment in your spirit. There's a composure. Because your Father owns the world. He owns the world. Hallelujah. All right, let's go. From verse 6. And it is indeed a source of immense profit for godliness accompanied with contentment. That contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency. Did you see that? Inward sufficiency is great and abundant gain. It's great and abundant gain. Yeah. Godliness with contentment. He says it's great gain. That's what God in the King James. For we brought nothing into the world, and obviously we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content, satisfied. But those who crave, now notice what it says here, this is verse 9. Those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish, useless, godless, and hurtful lusts that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing.
Wow.
People who want to be rich, who struggle to be rich, who drive to be rich. You don't need to do that. No. If you have entered into his rest, you have ceased from your struggles. And watch the glory of God working in you. You never have to try to make a dog learn to bark. It'll bark if it's a dog. It's in its nature. A corn seed will produce corn. An orange seed will produce oranges. Are you listening to me? If you are the seed of Abraham, it will show up in your life. Your prosperity cannot be stopped. You don't have to struggle for it. This thing is in your system. Discover the features in your life. Discover the features and start living them out. This prosperity is inside you. This glory is inside you. Bring it to the fore. Don't struggle to make it happen. Those who are struggling have not entered into his rest. They are struggling to pay for a house. They are worried because they can't get the house. They're worried because they can't get the car. They're worried and they're worried and they're worried and they're worried and they're worried. And tearing down their life because of this thing that they're looking for. Why are you so worried? Why are you so pained? Are you not the seed of Abraham? Have you forgotten who you are? Have you come to that point of failure? Abraham's seed doesn't fail. Don't you understand it? If you will continue to praise him, if you will continue to serve him, if you will continue to delight yourself in him, he will create the opportunities that will bring you to that place of inheritance that was already planned for you.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you receive salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0906-530-4989 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ugeli, Owojiko Street Extension, Ugeli, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon lunch hour service. Midweek service by 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0906-530-4989 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.